Sorry, I got some crumble in my mouth. Hello.
Wait a second, my mum's messaging me.
Oh.
Fucking, this is bad. I'll edit it out, probably. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make an entire, like, edit
of the
just
bits
me
that
saying,
you say,
edit it out.
Edit it out.
And I won't edit it out. But, yeah.
Hello. Hello, you scallywags.
Scallylands.
I actually have been thinking, because we've been talking about doing this for a few days, and every time I've thought about it, I've thought about saying, "Hey up, you bastards," and didn't say it. So there we go.
We'll say it now.
"Hey up, you bastards."
All right, lads. So yeah, it's week.
It is.
What is it? Week 9? 10? The week.
No,
it was
7.
It was. What's the month today? We're in May. Month today. We're in May. My birthday was on the 7th.
We're going into week 8.
Well, yeah, because I was saying my birthday was 2 months ago, and that was a week before lockdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, going into week 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're still holding strong.
Not gone too mad yet. I mean, I've gone a bit mad.
Yeah, we're going a little bit stir-crazy. I think you had more time. You've had more time to go stir-crazy.
Yeah, but I've also got more to do.
Yeah.
Hobbies and that.
Oh, must be sound really boring.
Oh, tell us your hobbies.
No.
Bad that you got to think.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been taking many photos because I think as soon as you get paid for something, it becomes more of a chore now. So I don't take that many. I've been taking lots of photos on my phone and taking my little film camera out, but I haven't been taking my DSLR out on
It's a bit of a log, isn't it, to carry that around the bike. If you went out for a walk, it'd be alright.
I don't want to take a backpack every time I go cycling, because that's a chore.
I mean, you could just carry it loose, but then there's risk of you crashing, which you did do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 10 minutes away from home the other day, and misjudged a chicane.
It's a good thing that you wear safety equipment, unlike me. Mm. If I fall off, I fall off. I've not been close to falling off. The last time I crashed, it was into the back of a bus.
Yeah. I mean, compare us as cyclists. You drive like a fucking nutter.
No, I just take risks because I need the fucking thrill. That's all it is. I go out cycling for risk. I'm probably the sort of car driver's worst nightmare in terms of bike rider, in the sense that I weave in and out of traffic, don't really look where I'm going. There was that time I almost crashed into that person on the canal because I was looking at a boat. There was a time I almost crashed into someone else because I was looking at a building. There was a time I almost crashed into a river because I was just sort of my mind was going elsewhere. I do everything apart from concentrating on the road.
Yeah, I have. Because you said the other day that you keep forgetting to signal.
Because there's no one there.
Because there's no one there. I have started to do that more now.
Yeah,
I didn't stop, but.
Well, I've realised that the majority, like my actual cycle to and from work, I don't need to. It's just a straight road. So I sort of was like, actually, maybe I'm going to just practice doing this a bit.
On a straight road, just arms out from straight in front of you.
Yeah, well, I don't hand the hold the handlebars either. So yeah, I can. I have
you do,
more
you,
reason
you
to
do,
just...
Yeah. Fucking bobsleigh.
The listeners would have no idea what you just did then.
Well, when Will does no hands, and you can do it quite... You can do it really well.
For about 5 minutes,
for about
I think.
For about 5 minutes. But in order to keep balance, you basically look like a penguin.
Well... Otherwise, my arms are moving. Because
arms
my
arms
just are in the air,
straight down.
It's better balance like that, honestly.
Mm. It just looks strange.
Looks cool as well because I'm not holding the handlebars.
Look, Karen, no hands.
Exactly.
Karen Phillips.
Legend.
Legend.
What else have you been up to then?
Just been hanging out, listened to a lot of LCD Sound System.
Decent band. Got their download code in my room actually for one of their records.
Oh, tasty. I bought a book. I've been reading that. High Fidelity by fucking forgot his name now.
Can't be that good then. Okay, no.
It is good. It is good. I'm surprising myself as to how much I'm actually picking it up.
I normally have to read things through a couple of times.
Yeah, that's my issue.
I might start reading again.
I'm taking it in now.
I might start picking up the old books.
On page 80, started it a few days ago, which might not sound good to people who read a lot, but I don't fucking read, so I watch films instead.
The thing is, I used to like going to parks and reading.
Mm.
That's the only time. I used to just like cycle to Victoria Park and just sit on a bench or sit on the grass just reading a book. And now, obviously, I suppose you can do that now. You're allowed to sunbathe, so you probably can't stop you reading. But I also don't think that anyone should be doing unnecessary sitting around.
Yeah.
Although I am taking my mate's dog out for walks, so but that's dogs in it, so worth it.
Dogs.
Good geezer. Good Jack.
Good vibes.
That's a dog.
Yeah. The name of this podcast is Go Out, Stay In, Sod It, because nobody knows what Boris is actually telling us to do, so...
I mean, it all kind of makes sense, but it's just fun to take the piss out of him, really. It made sense if you sort of think about it a lot. It's not an obvious...
Mm.
It's not obvious as, like, stay in or you could go out. It's sort of like, there's a lot of grey areas here. But it kind of, I get what he means, but also doesn't make... it's like, oh, you can work from home if you can, but it's like all the people that can work from home are still working from home.
Yeah.
The only reason why people... are on furlough, etc., is because they can't. There's nothing to do.
I saw something on Twitter, from Twitter, that was just like, a lot of their roles will never go back to being office-based.
That's cool.
Just because a lot of them, apart from people who work on servers, don't even need to be in the office.
Yeah, but even if you work on a server, you can easily access them. Just use a fucking VPN thing, innit?
Yeah, but I suppose it's more maintenance than that, isn't it?
But a VPN, there's no maintenance at all.
No, as in you've got to go in and...
Oh, maintain the servers and that.
Maintain the servers and
that. They probably outsource that service to an IT company.
Ooh. Good.
So they don't need to worry about it. Anyway, these days everyone's on the fucking cloud-based shit, innit?
Yeah.
So you don't need servers and that, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously the Twitter itself is going to have fucking loads of servers for all their shit. But apart from that... I mean, a lot of it's like in it. Google aren't doing. They're not, and no one's going to the offices or anything anymore, innit? Is it Google? Was it Google that said they're just no one's going to the office till next year?
I don't know.
I think the thing is though, if I worked for a company, if I worked for a company like that, I'd probably be more pissed off that I got to work from home than go to work because the offices are mad.
Fucking beanbag chairs, isn't it?
Yeah,
standing desks, beanbag chairs. Bring your dog to work there.
Yeah, the office I used to do a bit of work in. It's fucking mad. It was like...
Can't talk about it.
Yeah. The office is mad. Like, it's just... It's meals, 3 meals a day, and they're, like, decent shit. Like, the people that work there, honestly, I feel like they don't have a fridge at home because they don't need one.
Bring your fridge to work, though.
Yeah. The fridge is work. Work is fridge.
Work is fridge.
Sod it. Go out, stay in. Work is fridge.
What have you been doing to bide your time?
Who, me?
Mm.
Yeah, fish tanks, as always. Set up my 60p finally on Monday. Took me ages because I was waiting for CO2. So set up that. Obviously,
60p, for those listening, is a 60-litre tank. It's quite impressive. Not quite impressive. It is very impressive.
No, it's a 60p because it's 60 centimetres.
Well.
But it is also about 60 metres.
You know, can I tell these people things? Even me.
It's a complete ADA setup, apart from the CO2 stuff at the minute, but I'm buying that when I get paid. Because it costs fucking loads of money. That's keeping me busy. Because I have to change 20 litres of water a day. Because of ammonia. So that's fun. I've got to try and make that look ready till for the 31st of May. Well, so I can take a photo. Submit it for the ILPLC, which is the International Aquatic Plant Layout Contest. Which I was going to actually go to the party of. This year, but that's cancelled due to the coronavirus. But I'm every time we mention coronavirus in this podcast, I'm just going to call it Chef.
Chef.
Which is another thing I've been doing, which is just calling everyone Chef at the minute.
Chef.
Because it's better, isn't it? Because, like, mate's a bit builder, bruv's a bit James Frost, boy is a bit like, oh yeah, boy. Fella's just fucking creepy. So, like, chef, gender neutral. Calling everyone chef is fucking god level. And you feel like Gordon, you feel like everyone's going to feel like Gordon Ramsay because you're going around calling them chef.
Mm.
And also Big Malt calls everyone chef and he's a legend.
Who's that?
His truck driver. That's Big Malk. He's not big, he's just got massive hands and he calls everyone chef. Or he called Beth Chantel. For no reason. Just was up. See you later, Chantel. I mean Beth to Chantel. That's a range.
African Grey.
The parrot.
That died there, didn't it?
Did it die?
Not the meme.
Oh, I was gonna say my mate's got an African Grey.
The meme died.
Yeah, well it just got rinsed within about a day, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's the problem, because everyone's at home literally just refreshing Twitter. All that shit just dies out quick.
For a new meme.
Dies out quicker than the dodo.
Or meme, if you're a boomer.
Yeah, meme.
Mm.
Seen any fun stories happen to you recently, James?
Not really. The bath was too hot the other day, so I fainted, didn't it?
Is that what made you faint? Because it was too hot?
I think so, yeah.
Did you have the window open?
Yeah.
So I thought you might have got a bit too steamed up or something.
Nah, I just died.
Isn't fainting to do with like your iron? Is it iron or blood sugar levels?
Blood sugar levels, I think.
I thought it was iron as well. Iron. Well, iron's good for the blood, isn't it? Because it makes it summit. I don't know much about human biology.
But that's all right. I had a day off cycling. I had a day off because we went to Sainsbury's. And then had another day off because I failed the bath. So, and I did 30k today. So.
Rest and recovery, innit?
Mm. Done 130k this week.
That's not bad. That it's decent.
Mm.
I've been doing. The only story I've really got to tell is that saw a fanny today.
I don't. Just yeah. Go on.
Oh, I was walking to meet Jack, the dog, and his owner, obviously. I don't just meet a dog. There's not just dogs that I meet in parks. That'd be fucking cool. I've got a scheduled dog meeting. And I was walking along, saw some woman just walking over to some like weird, it's like a statue of, I don't know what it was. It was outside Spitalfields City Farm. Mm. So I turned to look to be like, what's she doing? Just saw her pissing Vanny. That's not me being like pissing Fanny, as in she was having a waz and I saw all of it. And it's weird because genuinely I think the only Fannies I've seen have been pissing. Like in person. I don't go out my way to find it. I just see it. it's just there. I don't want to see it. I just met my mate and I just went, yeah, just saw a pissing Fanny. Still not sold on it.
I mean, I would be sold on a pissing fanny either.
Anything that you see pissing is just, it's not a selling point, is it, for me? It is for some people, but not for me. I don't want to see your piss, like, pissing. Don't want to see any of that.
Nah, just do it in your own time.
Yeah, do it behind closed doors.
Yeah, don't do it in a fucking farm, anyway.
Outside the farm.
Well, even so.
But then I did get to see a donkey
next
after.
Next to a fucking school, that as well, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. Oh, and but also, my mind was a bit sort of taken over by the fact that there was a sign that said private car park, but each other letter was capitalised, and it's like, private car park. So that sort of encapsulated the brain for quite a while.
Encapsulation.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it for me.
Yeah, I haven't got any stories apart from decking it on the bike and riding around and that.
I've ridden up and down that bit a few times now, and I still can't work out how you decked it.
I just fucking... I don't like cycle lanes. I'd rather be in the road.
I mean, it's just, mate, that one's
earlier
fine.
It was frustrating because I was fucking... Where was I? I was coming back. South Bank, I think it was. Everybody from, like, Westminster Bridge to, like, London Bridge was just, like, dawdling. It was fucking get out of the fucking way.
I mean, that
you
is
pull
touristy
over some
area.
Twat, you bastard. Come on. I haven't got places to be. I'm literally just doing a loop for a bit of exercise. But, like, even so, it's like people walking slow. We were saying the other day, it is kind of nice occasionally to dawdle. But, like, if you're behind somebody who's walking slow, especially if you're in Wickham, because everybody walks fucking slow.
Yeah, but Wickham's one big fucking hill. That's why everyone's walking slow. Legs are fucked because they've been up and down a fucking hill.
Yeah, but, you know.
Not that bad. Walking slow. I like
just
it.
Hurry up.
I think if you're walking, there's certain times where walking slow is decent, like when you're walking through a park or something, take it all in. But if you're walking down some like street, no point walking slow unless you've got a limp. Unless there's a reason for you walking slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not everyone's got pace, innit?
No, but like
I read saying that people that walk
cycling behind dawdlers, fuck off. You have to fucking pull down about 5 gears to get round you.
Why don't you just go round them?
Well, because if you're in a cycle lane, it's generally got bollards either side of it, so you can't fucking get out.
Yeah, I suppose they should make them a little bit wider, them ones, just so that you can get around them. The Whitechapel one's better than the fucking one that's just a raised curb.
Mm.
But that one's the one that's just raised up, that's basically an extension of the pavement, it just means people walk on it. I get their good intention, it's just... I think it's just because it's mixed juice, isn't it? You get people that want to go quick and people that... They just don't really just chilling out.
Not a fan.
I'm not in a race, so I just enjoy it. It's the one time I probably cycled more normally, not as much as a madhead. I did it the other day though. Found a new thing on Whitechapel when it turns left onto Commercial Road. Don't go in a cycleway because there's a point where traffic can go straight forward and turn left, which means the cycles are on a red light. So just go in the road and then you can bypass all that shit waiting around.
Love to see it. Yeah, I did do a few of that today. Just jump out of the cycle lane and bugger on.
I mean, anything to make people use less cars is good in my eyes.
Mm.
Which I think is going to be the thing. I mean, it's either going to be more people driving when more people go back to work or more people walking.
Well, I'm seeing petitions for people to said it can't not to bring back ULEZ and congestion charge for a little while longer because it was, frontline workers won't be able to get to work other than on public transport because it'll be too expensive to drive your car in.
Why don't they drive their car to just outside the congestion charging zone and walk the rest?
Yeah, but...
Then there's parking, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe, why don't they just, for people that, like frontline workers, NHS, etc., just make them exempt. It's ANPR, isn't it? You can easily exempt them on an ANPR system.
Mm.
Probably.
My favourite thing about congestion charges, when you get, like, we get quite a few contractors that come into work and that sort of thing. If they need to look at the gas system for their cellar or something like that, and they'll, obviously they'll charge you for congestion charge, but they'll also, every time, even though it says on the account, we have no parking at all anywhere, they'll always ask, and I'm like, well, I don't fucking know, mate.
Don't drive.
Get an NCP car park, I don't know.
Isn't there, must be a little bit somewhere around where you work for parking, isn't it? Like on the road or something?
It's all very, like...
It's like very limited times.
Before 6 a.m. or something
I've loaded
that.
In and out from around there a few times. Work, loading, not... None of that. You. And yeah, it's like, yeah, park there really quickly, chuck it in the van, go.
Mm. Messy. Bloomsbury's not fit for parking, basically.
Majority of central London really isn't, is it?
It's all so old.
Yeah, it's just... Used cars, less problem with parking.
Yeah.
Easy. Ulee, ultra low emissions and that.
Yeah, I haven't really done that much.
It's getting to the point where I've done a lot and now I'm just doing weird shit and pointless shit. Started filling some holes, so I bought some filler. Took me ages to get the fucking filler because they wouldn't sell it to me because it's got some shit that makes you high in it. But they'd sell me the fucking scraper thing you could stab someone in the eyes with. But I got the filler. And
they choked me out with it.
Because I had to fill a crack in my plant pot. This is fucking boring, isn't it? This is a dull story. And then just decided to go around the flat filling in holes. And then I started filling in one hole. And realised it'd be easier just to strip the wall backs, and then I just went around my entire room and stripped a load of wallpaper off. So yeah, I've just made a small job quite a big job, and now I'm going to go decorators and buy paint and shit. So basically, by the end of lockdown, I'll probably be a paint and decorator.
Yeah.
All right, I've been getting a bit more wild with my cooking and that recently. I made a decent...
pure Japanese mostly.
Yeah, trying to. I want to make one of them souffle cheesecake things that they do, but I might go out and buy one of them electric hand blender things. Because otherwise I'll be there for about fucking 4 hours whisking up egg whites, getting up my arm, kind of a wank in the evening. But yeah, cooking and that, it's quite good. It's sort of broadening my horizons. I'm not just doing the same few recipes. It's quite fun.
I have found, and you know, like pre-lockdown, you'd always be like, I'm eating out tonight, I've got nothing in the fridge. Turns out, there's fucking always something in the fridge.
Yeah, you can always find something to make. It's like when I made that curry that time, and I was like, oh, fancy some onion bhajis. Googled it, found a recipe, and then went, oh, might have some naan bread. Found it, done the recipe. Kin made like an... The only time I didn't make was like growing the fucking plant that does the rice.
We need to... I think we should master flatbreads. It's very, very similar to a naan, isn't it?
But you I think sort flatbreads of like, are probably quite easy to do, aren't they?
They need a bit more... What, they need to rise a bit more, don't they, flatbreads?
Probably put a bit more bicarb or something in. Because you don't use yeast in flatbread, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it wouldn't be flatbread otherwise. It'd be just regular bread, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, true.
Seeing as, I mean, I've found flour. Cost me a fucking arm and a leg, but I found it. I've already used up half the bag, so that's great.
Well, I've still got some from last time.
Yeah, so I need to go. Well, because there was that fucking massive bag, wasn't there, in Sainsbury's? Like fucking 10 kilos. It was like a 10 kilo bag, but nothing smaller. Like, I'm not. Why would I ever need to buy 10 kilos of flour?
Well, it's all right if you live in a place that's got a fucking pantry, but if you don't, then like.
Who around here's got a pantry?
Exactly.
Well, it's just. It's obviously. Same. It's just fucking. It is just food. This is just. All the food that we saw in Sainsbury's, all the massive multi-packs, were just industry food that's not being bought. Like that fucking massive tin of baked beans.
Oh, Tonk baked beans.
It's like
yeah.
fucking like what?
Fuck
like
me.
2 kilos of baked beans and a fuck-off tin.
I like baked beans, but imagine getting like a industry size one, like a Brakes industry size.
It was Brakes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Because once you've opened it, what, do you just have to sit in the fridge with a bit of tin foil on top?
Maybe it was like a V-Day special. Make some like dish out to your neighbours.
I'm not being funny. If I was having a street party, just in general, if you're having a barbecue and they're like, oh yeah, bring something along. Everyone brings fucking coleslaw. So by the end of it, you've got about 9 fucking pots of coleslaw.
Or potato salad.
Coleslaw and potato salad, both decent. Well, yeah. Depend. With potato, I am a bit of a coleslaw and potato salad snob. If I was to buy it, it had to be like the finest. I'll taste the difference.
Oh yeah, because otherwise it's just fucking slop, isn't it?
But it just goes sour really quickly. And if I want a potato salad, I don't want chopped, so would
the sort of atmosphere if you didn't buy the right potato salad.
Yeah,
so.
If you bring that to the table. Yeah. Although whenever Connor used to have barbecues, I used to just be on the ice cream vibe. I'd always turn up with like, I brought Fabs once and then, was it Mini Milks did I bring that time? No,
Fabs. You didn't bring Mini Milks, yeah.
Twisters. I did Twisters as well once. That time where I bought a Viennetta.
Yeah, that was a good vibe.
And then I started singing the song T-Shirt Weather, but changing it to Viennetta. Dreaming of Viennetta weather. That was good. That was decent when I brought that Viennetta along. That was Boat Barbecue.
Yeah.
That was like a year ago last week or something like that. Crocs on the Mems.
On the Mems.
Good times. Miss them.
I remember times with friends.
Yeah, when you're allowed to do stuff. It's madness, isn't it? Yeah. I suppose you could probably have a barbecue with your mates just 2 metre distance. Just the barbecue's a centre point.
Like, you're still eating off the same fucking forks, aren't you? I mean, I'm not saying like you're passing your fork to somebody else, but like you're still cooking off the same barbecue that somebody else has touched. So like, really, no.
Yeah, but you'd be burning all the shit off.
Not from the tongs.
Well, who's finger banging their tongs that touch the food?
I don't know.
Just hygiene. Well, okay. So you turn up. Everyone brings their own food. Yeah. Everyone brings their own tongs. Everyone brings their own barbecue. You sit in a circle and it's like some mad satanic ritual with disposable barbecues.
No, I'm not into it.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
If we're allowed to sunbathe, then we're saying we're not allowed to barbecue bathe.
Don't really see this point in sunbathing. I'll be honest. Oh, look at me just catching some cancer.
I just think if people like, oh, it's like them people that
at least
go
put sun cream on.
It's like them people that go on holiday and are like, oh yeah, just gonna lay in the sun.
Yeah, beach holiday. Fuck off.
the beach is
it's nice to have a holiday near a beach, but it's not nice to have a holiday on the beach constantly.
Well, it's good to go to the beach for a day, but then you just get pissed off because you got sand in your fucking bollocks.
Mm.
Then you go back to your fucking wherever you're staying and you got sand everywhere.
Fucking balls then feel like sandpaper.
Then you get home and you've got sand and then there's sand everywhere. So you go to the beach once and everything's sandy.
Yeah.
Remember growing up, we used to have little seaside holidays as a family, and it was like you used to bring a specific pair of shoes just for the beach.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
And then when you get to the beach, you got to fucking take your shoes off to bowl about on the beach, otherwise you get sand in them. Then you've got, when you want to go and fucking get some chips or something from chip shop on the beach, which is about £9,
mm.
so they charge more because they're on the beach. Oh, prime location, you're charging. Oh, you know, they're charging for the view. Well, fucking no, they're not, because I'm eating them on the beach. Charging them because they're pricks.
Fish is fresh.
And then you have to get to the edge and you've got to like slip the shoes on.
Yeah.
So then you got to do that stupid thing because you can't be asked to put your shoes on properly. So then you got to walk like you're a fucking old woman on dancing, fucking skidding along in your shoes. Then you go back and then somehow you've got fucking sand in your hands. Yes, waste of time. City breaks better.
Yeah.
It's like people that go to a fucking all inclusive.
And then just stay
in the resort. What are you doing?
You haven't gone on holiday. That's like people who are. Yeah, I went to Mexico recently. I didn't personally, but I'd love to. But I went to Mexico recently, yeah. Oh, where did you go? Oh, yeah, it's a really nice hotel.
Yeah,
you didn't fucking go to Mexico, did you? You went to the airport, travelled to the hotel, fucking sat there for a week and fucked back off again.
You saw Mexico from the fucking window of your coach.
No.
Literally could be anywhere. You basically just went where there's a bit of sunlight. Just go somewhere fucking cheaper.
Mm.
That's the point. You're spending like $2,000 for an all-inclusive. But then the problem is with an all-inclusive is you kind of go there and you're like, oh, I would like to go and see a local restaurant. But then you're like, actually, I paid for that.
Yeah.
But then all-inclusive is always bollocks.
I've never been to an all-inclusive.
Neither have I, but from what I can gather, they look bollocks. Every night the food's probably the same thing. It's just probably like chicken and veg, but then they theme it a bit, probably. Yeah, Chinese chicken and veg. There's soy sauce next to it tonight. Oh, Mexican last night. It's like a fucking Dorito on top of it. What's that bollocks? It's basically just getting pissed up for a week, isn't it? That's what it is. It's just an excuse to be a fucking bloat.
Yeah, if you go on holiday and all you eat is fucking English food, then...
Yeah, I love that.
Fucking go home.
Although, every time I've gone on holiday, I've seen something that's distinctly English and been like, whoa! When I went to Budapest earlier this year, before the world turned to shit, I saw a Tesco and took a photo, sent it to my mum. It's mad. I was like, what is Tesco?
Tesco? Tesco's quite big abroad, actually.
Yeah, it's
Netto.
Mad.
Big in Germany.
Spa's everywhere.
In Europe as well, yeah. But like spas are big. Like they're like Tesco Metro size. Big ones.
Yeah.
Not like corner shops.
Good massage as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Spa. But yeah.
Yeah.
Also I was like amazed by Lidl in Budapest as well. That was mad.
Ah, Lidl.
Lidl in general is kind of sick though, isn't it?
Middle aisle. You never know what you're going to get.
Aisle of just whatever. See what you get.
Fucking barbecue tongs next to, I don't know. What do you reckon?
Barbecue tongs next to...
What are you fucking like, snow boots or something?
Set of garden bowls. Do you know that game, bowls?
That makes sense, though.
Yeah, barbecue vibe.
But it's usually like an obscure thing next to something else that's completely different, but obscure as well.
Yeah, true.
It's like a gas cylinder next to a courgette.
That's decent, though, if you wanted, like, gassy courgettes.
Yeah.
If you wanted, like, courgettes that could kill. If courgettes could kill.
Courgettes make gas anyway, so.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Greens.
Good for you, though, innit? Courgettes are decent. I had them the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Listeners.
I've got fucking courgettes to eat as well.
Yeah,
I've got bored of them, though.
We bought a load of courgettes, didn't we?
Yeah, we've been going mad for courgettes.
Four.
Now I'm bored of them.
You bought four. Then we got that veg box.
Well into cauliflower at the moment, though. Cauliflower, well into that.
I'm back on the asparagus train at the minute.
Mm.
Asparagus is decent, but
yeah,
if you are going to piss in public,
don't
have asparagus because it stinks. Yeah. I used to do that. It used to be a down for me. Like every time I used to go on a night out, I used to think, I have asparagus with dinner. And fucking piss used to stink. Fucking hell. It's well chaotic. I was like, fucking, what am I doing here?
Do you ever had like a McDonald's birthday party?
Yeah, I think I went to like one or two.
They're good then.
No, there was a trend of them at school. There's like a lot of them, but I didn't go to the first one because I was scared that Ronald McDonald the Clown was going to be there. And for some reason, I just fucking hated him. So so the first one happened, and then my mum checked in with the other parents to see if he was there, and they were like, no, he doesn't turn up. And I was like, right, fucking, I'll go to the next one.
See, I had a lot of good parties as a kid. Sister's best friend's dad was a children's magician.
Ah, that's mad, so that.
We had that in thing.
Magic still, close-up magic still gets me.
Yeah, it was. That was good. Dan Thomas, who we do the quiz with, he, as a kid, if we ever invite him to a party, he hates party games. He hated party games as a kid. So he would just have to just sit by himself in a corner while everybody else played party games. Like, he wouldn't even play Pass the Parcel.
Why? Pass the Parcel was fucking good.
Fucking didn't like it.
Although the worst thing with Pass the Parcel is, though, like, it was always a parent in charge of the tunes, and they'd just fucking pause it when it got to, like, oh, you know, they'd see someone's getting a bit pissed off, and then they'd pause it for them.
Yeah.
Just they fucking got it. Best thing with Pass the Parcel, though.
Nepotism. That's what it is.
Yeah, what?
Nepotism.
What's that?
When you do something for your... Why you get hired by, like, your parents or your children or something like that.
Fucking dickhead. Dickheadism.
So, like, Donald Trump vibes. But, not saying his family's had the parcel passed. Well, they have the parcel passed for them, and they've got the toy.
Fair. I liked it when they do pass the parcel, and whoever fucking wrapped it up just missed a sweet in a layer or missed a toy in a layer. So then some kid that was well pissed off would be like, right, it's his turn, unwrap it, nothing in there. That was good.
Psych.
Party bags, that should still be a thing.
Mm.
Every party should have a party bag.
But like party brown bags, paper bags.
Yeah.
You should get specific fucking little bags.
Specific bags that were party bags. And it'd always be like a slice of cake that by the time it got home was fucked because it was wrapped up in fucking serviette.
Yeah.
So by the time it got home, it was fucked.
This is mushy little...
Or you'd sit in a fucking on the way home eating a fucking ice cream. Not ice cream, fucking icing that make you feel like sick. Feel sick. And then like a little toy. It was always like a fucking one of them party blower things. It'd be like, woo, do you know them ones that fucking expand out? Yeah. Woo, them mad
things. I think for me it would be like... I remember it being kind of like a slice of cake. Yeah, a party blower thing. Like a thank you card for coming. And then like maybe like a Hot Wheels car or something like that.
Yeah, just some random toy.
It's expensive to have a kid, isn't it? Fuck me.
Yeah, but I was thinking next time I have a party, I might do party bags. Just a party bag, a super hands party.
Nah, that's silly.
Everyone off their head.
That's silly.
Yeah, maybe, party bags are mad.
Just like a coaster.
Yeah.
Beer coaster.
No. I'll just give everyone a roll of LX tape because I got fucking so much of it.
Roll of LX tape, a coaster, a napkin that just says cheers on it.
Cheers.
That you wrote on in Sharpie.
No, I get a load of napkins and...
And then just some spit.
I'm not going to go Fleming.
Well, you've got your DNA.
Well, why? No one wants that.
Why not?
Don't want to get done, do I?
What, for what?
Well, you never know. Just don't want to be on the database.
Don't be on the database.
Don't be on the database. Database. And someone described our podcast the other day as like sitting in the pub with two people having a chat, and that was probably the biggest compliment we've received. So if you want to keep complimenting us, then give us a review.
I suppose that's the whole, the whole point, really, isn't it? Just a bit of a gabble.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the whole point of this is just for us to get compliments.
Yeah, just keep them coming.
This is purely an exercise in fueling my already overinflated ego. So keep commenting.
Keep commenting.
Smash that like button.
Smash that like button.
Links are in the description down below.
Don't forget to hit the bell. Not like that.
I like it when you're watching a YouTube video and they don't know where to point.
I was watching the other day where they stopped their own YouTube video halfway through to give you a little advert of their own channel.
No.
To tell you to subscribe, hit the like button, comment, and to hit the bell button so you get told when new video's up.
Did you unsubscribe after that? Because
I wasn't subscribed anyway.
Good. Did
I
you block
didn't
them?
Like it.
Did you block them?
No, I was actually quite intrigued by the video beyond that.
Did you downvote it?
No, I don't see the point in downvoting it. Just turn it off.
I de-thumbed something the other day just because it was pissing me off.
Yeah.
It was a video of people singing.
All right, fair enough.
And I just went, nope, nope.
Not having that.
It's like whenever fucking HomePod played an Ed Sheeran song, and I'd just be like, right, never fucking play that again.
Never play it again.
Never play it again.
Thank you. Hmm. Like it when it asks me what my asks me who I am, and I'm just like, Mark.
Well, yeah, it's because you need to put the fucking voice thing on, and then you can deal with the personal shit.
Nah, I'm good.
I suppose you don't want to be on the database, do you?
Don't want to be on database.
Don't want to be on database.
It's actually a security feature to not have Siri on your phone.
It definitely isn't. They've definitely fixed all the bugs.
Well, it's just, you know, they could... You could be like, Siri, send a message, but your phone's locked. Ooh, spooky.
You can just turn it off. Just turn it off so it's not working on the lock screen.
I just turned it off anyway. Don't use it.
So. Just being paranoid, that's your problem.
I just don't use it.
I mean, I literally don't use it. I just use it for, I just need it for the HomePod to make it fucking jazzy.
Yeah.
Looks anyway, should we wrap up on that?
Have I crumble?
Yeah, mine's gone cold.
Mine's gone cold. But it's nice.
Decent, innit? From them apples that we got from that Oddbox.
Oddbox.
Which I'm probably actually going to subscribe to that Oddbox thing, I think. It's all right.
This podcast isn't sponsored by Oddbox.
I feel like I really want to have, like, get a brand to give us something for free. But
yeah,
we just have to...
Let's look around the room and look and say the brand name of everything we want. Okay, Focusrite.
ADA. Do it by ADA.
What's the name of a... What's one? Makita Drills.
Pelly cases.
IKEA.
Samsung TVs.
Mac. Apple Macs.
Lego toys.
The Shoom.
That plant I got from the market.
Barack Obama.
The plant I got from the street.
Henderson's relish. Good relish.
HP printers. Shit printers.
Well, like my so basically. HP, if you're listening, Hewlett Packard, love you. I've got one of your printers, and it's now just a glorified scanner. So if you could send somebody around after the pandemic to tell me how to fucking make it print again, that would be great. Because at the moment, all it does is print just nothing.
Wait, send someone round?
Yeah, to fucking sort it out. I'm not fucking doing it.
HP don't do in-house support for printers.
Why not?
They don't. It's not fucking British Gas.
Why not?
They're not just going to pop round and say, oh, that's a problem. Just ring, talk to customer services. They'll probably tell you some procedure to make it print again.
I need to ring up EasyJet tomorrow.
But also, I think with printers, they sell them for like 20 quid now because they know they're just going to get fucked within
a
year.
I love the irony of ink cartridges being more expensive than a whole fucking printer.
Yeah, it really fuels waste, doesn't it?
Mm.
Because you buy a printer and it comes with like 4 ink cartridges, and then
they're all like half full.
Yeah, bastards. Mm. You can get them refilled ones, but the printers know that they're refilled, so then they constantly tell you that they're low on ink.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. Well,
to sum up this podcast, don't buy a printer.
Don't buy a printer. Well, you know, kind of do. It's good to have a scanner. I do need to do some scanning, but like
scanners are good, yeah. But also, I think.
It is a chore. I do a lot of my printing at work.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any printing points, so I just get it all for free.
I just stick USB in our printers.
Unlike the students who actually have to pay for the printing.
It's bollocks, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a big thing you haven't mentioned is Farming Simulator.
Well, yeah, we maybe rinsed it a little bit too much.
I think you rinsed it more than I did, because I played it for about half an hour and got pissed off.
Mm. You like watching me play it. I don't like watching you play it.
Yeah, I enjoy being a consultant.
Mm.
I just consult with plans and sort of research little things to do and that.
Mm.
It's because when I play it, I just drive like a madman and just crash everywhere and then do like a million point turns and see if I can do a donut in a tractor with a percolator. Not a percolator, that makes coffee. Not a circulator, that's a fan. Not a drill, that's for drilling things. A digger, no, that's a separate entity. A cultivator on the back.
Cultivator.
I mean, it's good crack, isn't it? But it's one of these games where it's like Sims, but you don't have to actually live a life, you just keep building.
Yeah, you do have to sleep occasionally, but you don't have to.
So, yeah, you only have to sleep if you want it to be daytime, so you can work in the day. They should probably put lights on that, shouldn't they? So you can just have lights around your farm.
That would be good, yeah.
But then but also then you just crash into them.
Yeah, as soon as you put a light in the way, it's like a tree in the way. It's fucking like the helpers can't work it out, can they?
Nah, useless.
Useless. On that note, we're going to speak to some fellow friends. Fellow friends, like, you know.
Fellowship of the Ring, Lord of the Rings.
Fellowship of the Ring, Lord of the Rings, yeah. We're going to speak to some people, see if we can get some more podcast guests.
Do some more remoting.
Do some more remote podcasting.
Via the airways.
So, look forward to that. We'll probably do another one of these pretty soon, because we haven't done one of these for a little while.
Yeah, we'll probably do a bit more and get some more content out.
We've got some new photos.
Oh, yeah. That is a big thing, the photos.
Yeah, we've got some new photos with some questionable hairstyles. We spent
a long time discussing pissing fannies, children's parties, and not the new photos that we've got.
Yeah, we've got some new photos. Originally, we were going to be sort of like 70s, 80s cops. That was the hairstyles we were going for. So I've
facial vibes.
I actually currently do have a mustache. Will, at the time of the photos, had sideburns. Big chops.
Yeah, I did, but why did I got rid of them?
Itchy, was it?
Yeah, we've got some new pictures.
New photos, you'll see them on this episode.
And we'll probably do some shares on the social medias of the Twitters and stuff like that. Make sure you follow us on that. I think what we should do is we should print a load of them off and sign them. Oh, wait, no, we can't
print them off. Sorry, HP. Bastard.
What about, what's that thing online? Vistaprint or something?
Vistaprint, yeah.
Why don't we just digitally sign them and then we just email them to people? digital sign them and email them so people can print them off if they want them. Frame them.
Could do, yeah.
But if you are going to print them off, can you print them off on photo paper so they look good and in colour, not black and white?
Yeah. Yeah. No, we haven't gone to all this trouble to fucking edit. Well, I haven't gone to all this trouble to fucking edit them onto nice colourful vibes and that for you to print them in black and white, you fucking
tight bastard. We could make mouse mats with our faces.
We could, but who fucking uses mouse mats nowadays?
They're decent mouse mats. The ones with the little gel things you don't get arm ache. They're good. But yeah, I don't think people understand the reason why you had a mouse mat is because your old mouse had a fucking ball in the bottom of it, and if that got shit in the side, the mouse wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Remember that? If you ever used to have a mouse with a ball inside it and then like a bit of dust got in it and it wouldn't work, like, fucking take the fucker apart.
Yeah. But then you just fucking play with a ball and lose it.
What about them weird mouse where like a ball on the top? Do you remember them ones? Where it was like, you didn't move it around, it had like a ball on the top and like the buttons either side. You used to like fucking, I think they're like meant to be like easier to use or something because your arm's not moving as much. You used to like bowl the ball about.
The ones where you kind of like, you know, you on the side kind of thing, not on the top, like usually a shrimp normal mouse, but it's like you just put your arm normally, like rest it on the side, but.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there's like a bit ball on the top that used to like move around and then buttons on the
ball
side.
On top. I don't know about that. Laptops. Obviously exists, but I don't know.
With a little weird little ball in the middle of the keyboard.
Yeah, that I don't
well,
get.
Well, I didn't get that. What was the point?
Just use your. He's a mouse, right?
Who's typing that much that they don't want to move the hand?
Yeah.
It's just probably
gets doesn't boring. Even work. You tap it and it's just like, whoa, fucking hell, wave you. And you lose your cursor.
And then you start cursing.
Yeah, and then you start cursing.
Anyway, we're chatting rubbish now. You probably want to get on with your day.
Stay well.
I mean, or should we just keep talking for an hour, so make this an entire hour? And then people can use it to gauge their, oh no, it's not an hour of exercise anymore because it's stay out, stay in, do what you want.
Stay, yeah, go out, stay in, sod it.
You put your left leg out, your right leg out, just in, out, you shake it all about.
You know, Gus, you come to us for your COVID-19 advice, basically just kind of like be sensible.
Yeah, but you were slagging off fucking Boris Johnson for giving broad advice. You just told people to just be sensible.
No, but at least said it in one little
Yeah, but
bit.
What's your idea of being sensible?
I didn't just
sensible?
Fucking make up a monologue on the way.
Yeah.
Even though it was pre-recorded, you could fucking do it again, Boris. Like, make sense, mate.
Fucking haggard. But yeah, be sensible. Have you seen some of the people we know? Not slagging anyone off.
Well, yeah.
But remember, lads, stay alert. Sorry, remember, chefs, stay alert.
Chefs. Yeah, well, you didn't follow that bit through, but anyway, cheers all.
What did I follow through?
You didn't do the chef thing. We didn't mention it that much, did we? Coronavirus.
No, chef. Well, I was going to finish every sentence with chef as well, but
yeah,
it's hard work doing shit like that.
We've got to think about it.
Yeah, chef.
You know,
do it on a quiz tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Yeah,
Monday
tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, do a quiz tomorrow. I just kept saying chef.
Chef.
I mean, they all call you fucking Jamie, so.
Yeah. Well, first week it was like, all right, James. Second week it was like, don't know who
you
are.
Don't know who he is, yeah. Third week, Jamie.
So, I'll take what I can.
JME.
Yeah. All right.
All right, cheers,
cheers
lads.
All.
Cheers,
stay chefs. Well.
Stay alert. Control the virus.
Don't be a bastard.
Fund the economy. Stay alert. Be a capitalist.
Hmm.
I want to start a new one with just Hail Comrades.
Yeah. Remember, you can stop the chain and people will be fine, but if you stop the chain, then the chain's stopped, so you need to keep the chain moving. That's capitalism. Cheers all.
Big up the chain gang, yo. Jeff.